Students at White Mountain Regional High School will start finals next week. But a few months ago, they took another test.
I'm Imani Gaetjens-Olsen.
Tyler Welch.
Emma Portnari.
These three honors students took the pilot of the new Smarter Balance test. 26 states have signed on to this test, which is for math and English, including Maine, Vermont, and Connecticut. 6,000 schools nationwide took part in the pilot this fall. These three students are ninth graders, so in 2015 they'll be the oldest New Hampshire students taking the new assessment. Their verdict on the test?
It was really different, like a lot more like in-depth and difficult.
I remember I had a bunch of questions that it was about like replacing exponents, and it was just exponents, exponents, after exponents, and it was like, I don't know what I'm doing right now.
There's a lot of multi-part questions that had like, it was 10 questions, but each question had like 3 parts to it. There's kids that think it's so hard that it's not even worth trying.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of kids were thinking, and they just clicked random buttons.
To be fair, the test they took was not what is called computer adaptive, and the final version of the test will be. This means that when a student bombs a few questions, the test gets easier until it finds what level the student's at. Or it does the opposite if students are acing all the questions. So the pilot is likely a good deal harder than the actual test will be. But even so, students will have a tougher time getting high scores on the Smarter Balance than on the NECAP. Their math teacher, John Wood, thinks it's going to take a long time before high schoolers start to do well on the new tests, maybe even more than a decade.
An incoming first grader will have had those Common Core standards for, 10, 12 years before they take the test. I feel that we're at a level that may be here, and the Common Core standards is bumping it up, and these kids are going to have to make that leap to what the Common Core is actually testing them on, and it's going to be hard for them.
The Common Core is built on high expectations that start early. Students who haven't been on that track since the beginning will struggle on the tests, and that's exactly what has happened in states that have rushed into aligning their tests with the Common Core. In Kentucky, after the first round of tests, the number of students scoring a proficient plunged by more than 30 percentage points on each grade and subject. So New Hampshire schools are hurrying anxiously to make sure their instruction matches what's being taught. Mahesh Sharma is a Massachusetts-based math education consultant and a former president of Cambridge College. He puts it like this.
Any assessment drives instruction in this country.
In other words, teaching to the test happens, and it will continue to happen with the Smarter Balanced. But Sharma believes because these new tests are more demanding, that's a good thing.
They're going to ask 3 years from now, explain your reasoning. Explain how did you arrive at the answer. Unless you start doing that in kindergarten, every day, consistently, you're not going to prepare them for high-stakes tests.
The Smarter Balanced includes standard multiple-choice questions, but also more complex items. In English, students are asked to click on sentences in a paragraph that support an idea. In math, they're required to manipulate graphs. Some questions will be graded by computers, but others, like those answered in paragraph form, will require human grading.
So you want to come over here and look at the things?
Do you
want me to go through the slides? Or?
Stan Frieda works with the New Hampshire Department of Education. One of his jobs is to help schools determine if they're technologically ready for the Smarter Balance test, which is to be taken entirely on computers.
They get to decide how many sessions per day they're going to give and how many days long is it going to take.
He explains that because the test is adaptive and students won't all be answering the same questions, they don't have to all take the test at the same time. Schools can specify how many kids will take the test at once and how many days they'll be spreading the testing over. Frieda says surveys of New Hampshire schools find that not many have enough computers for every student.
Here's some device counts. Very few of them have over 50 in one school. So we're hardly one-to-one in many cases.
This is a big challenge. Many of the schools that I spoke to for these stories are concerned about the need to invest in technology so that testing doesn't drag out over weeks. So even though the actual administration of the test should cost about the same or maybe even a little bit less than the NECAP, many schools are spending scarce education dollars on more bandwidth or laptops. And that bothers teachers like Penny Kittle, an English teacher at Kennett High School.
Most districts are making these big cuts to pay for what I see as a bad investment.
Kittle is the kind of teacher who questions the value of any information gleaned from standardized testing. She prefers the idea of giving control of assessment back to teachers and schools, who have a more complete idea of what their students are capable of.
We too often look at data and say, third graders can't read when nobody sat down and asked those kids to read to them.
But giving up the ability to compare students between districts and between states is a tough sell for education policymakers. So like it or not, testing, and likely computer-based testing, is here to stay. Back at our little focus group at White Mountain Regional High School, students Imani Gage and Olson, Tyler Welch, and Emma Portinari say they weren't much impressed with the Smarter Balanced.
I felt like the computer was a little more intimidating than regular paper and pencil was.
Yeah, no, I saw a lot of people, like, done so early, and I was talking to them later. They just said, like, I didn't know anything, so I just clicked random things because I couldn't figure anything out.
I don't mean to sound snobby, but I'm in, like, high honors. So, like, me doing this, I'm like, how are people who, like, don't know as much skills as I do, how are they doing this? Like,
that's
it's just, yeah.
Yep.
Their math teacher, John Wood, says the takeaway from the test is clear.
As opposed to just simply answering the question, they now have to know how to apply a formula, know how to use it, know why they're using it, to answer a series of questions and not just one.
If you helped write the Common Core standards, hearing an in-the-trenches teacher say that must do your heart good, because really, that was the whole idea of the new standards. And if you could write a perfect test that could somehow distill into statistics how prepared for life a student was, no teacher would complain about teaching to the test. But it won't be until 2015, when kids take this test, that we learn if we've really made a step in that direction or not. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.